Good evening. Welcome to our Fiddler's Reunion Concert. My name's John Lilly, and I'll be your MC. For those of you who are here this afternoon, you're probably sick of me. I MC'd for 7 hours this afternoon, but I got three more good hours left in me, and we have 3 hours of great fiddling here to come up this evening. And I'm going to get the first act out here right away. Wilson Douglas is from Clay County. He's been playing almost all his life, except for a period of about 18 years where he hung up his fiddle, but he's back playing his best music. He's going to be out here. Why don't you come on out here, Wilson? He'll be out here in just a second. But we have an Augusta Heritage recording of Wilson's fiddling. He carries on a West Virginia tradition from fiddlers French Carpenter and Ed Haley, as well as a lot of his other sources. Maybe if we clap, he'll just come on here. This is Wilson Douglas.
Wilson's gonna play the West Fork Girls. Changed around to A, and Wilson's going to play the Pretty Little Cat. Is this from Doc White, Wilson? Doc White? French Carpenter? Thank you. Somebody asked Wilson if he'd play Elzick's Farewell, which is an old tune I'm sure that Wilson learned from old French carpenter. Kind of a spooky old tune. Wilson said he had another request for another real old-time tune here called Little Rose Is Gone. Lost Indian.
Wilson Douglas, Kim Johnson, and Jerry Mills. Great music. The first time that I met Sarah Singleton, I was with Jerry Mills, and he took me down into Braxton County, where Sarah lives, and we pulled up to her her trailer and went in, and she was watching football. I can't remember what team she was rooting for, but she was into that football game. But I later got the privilege of hearing her play the fiddle and getting to know her, and she is just the most pleasant person and a wonderful fiddler. The only recordings she has made actually are a few tracks of her on Augusta's Fiddler's Old Time Fiddling in Braxton County. We've put out two volumes, and some of Sarah's music is on there. She does play with a group back where she lives called the Town and Country Pickers. She has been playing for quite a few years, actually, many decades, and she is the 13th out of 16 children, and 14 of them played old-time music, and so she's steeped in the tradition. She's a wonderful person. Let's make her welcome. This is Sarah Singleton.
Soldier Joy. Okay.
I heard John telling you a little bit about Sarah, and I heard him mentioning that she comes from a big family, Well, this week when she met, when she visited the Elder Hostel class that we had, Sarah named all the kids in her family. And I'm wondering if she can do it twice in a row.
Well, what?
Name all the kids.
All of my youngins?
No,
sisters,
all your sisters and brothers.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, there was Lloyd and Lori, Carrie and Pearl, Hobart and Reuben and Lou and Myrtle and Dode. Well, they call her, Lola's her name, we called her Dode. And Bertha and Basil and Sarah Jane and Loney and Maisel and Henry.
All right. And I know Sarah won't mind if I tell you that she's 80 years young and still playing for a lot of square dances in Braxton County. What are you going to play?
What did I have wrote down?
Is it Trouble Among the Livestock?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to play Trouble Among the Livestock.
Sarah's daddy was a fiddle player, and our last act tonight will be Melvin Wine. And Sarah's daddy and Melvin's daddy used to play together. And Sarah has told me a lot about her dad's old-time fiddle playing, and one that she learned from him that I like an awful lot is that old skedaddling.
He sure does. He wants me to play it all the time.
Thank you.
I think we're going to do one more tune, Sarah.
Yeah,
what's it going to be?
Yeah, one more little tune. We're going to play Way Down Yonder.
Awful glad Sarah came up to the Fiddler's Reunion again this time. For about, I think every year we've had a Fiddler's Reunion, Sarah has made it up. So we're glad to have you, Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah Singleton, and the ubiquitous Jerry Milnes. You'll see a lot of Jerry tonight, but it's only right. I'd like to tell you about a cassette tape that was sitting on my doorstep when I came home from the Fiddler's Reunion this afternoon. They were supposed to arrive in time for the Fiddler's Reunion, but they just got shipped today. This is a tape of John Johnson called Fiddlin' John, and this is Augusta Heritage Recording 001. This was the first recording that Augusta did in 1981. John Johnson is a wonderful fiddler. This is all solo fiddle music from Clay County. We put it out on an LP. Augusta did a total of six 33 RPM records, and this was the first one. And we're in the process of reissuing all these LPs on cassette. So you can be the first on your block to take home one of these cassettes. John Johnson was not here today. He still is around somewhere in West Virginia. I don't believe he's still active with his music, but this is a good tape, and they just now arrived, so I wanted to make you aware of that. The Augusta store will be open during the intermission, and Melvin Wine's tapes and Wilson Douglas, Glenn Smith, a lot of the tapes of, I believe all the performers this evening have some kind of recordings, counting the Braxton County Fiddle Anthologies that I mentioned earlier. The Augusta store is located downstairs. If you go out the lobby, down the stairs, the Augusta store will be down there, as well as restrooms and soda machines. And while you're down there, you might take a look at our photo display. Last year, a gentleman named Mark Crabtree took portraits of all the fiddlers at the Fiddler's Reunion. I believe there were 25 altogether. And we mounted them and we've displayed them down there for you to look at if you want to during the intermission. But we do have some more music before intermission. This is the last act before the intermission. All week long, those of you who've just been joining us today, we've had workshops, our October Old Time Week. People have been here from all across the country learning things from old time fiddle, banjo, guitar, and bass. And we've had some great instructors. They've come from New York, Louisiana. Where else they come from? Ohio. This next group comes from Ohio. Jeff Gehring is a great fiddler. He spent years collecting Ohio and West Virginia fiddle music and plays with his wife and his brother. And they have a band back home called the Red Mules where they have a couple other people play with them. But as a three-piece, we have Jeff Gehring, Susie Gehring, and Rick Gehring. Let's make them welcome.
Howdy. We're glad to be here during Fall Old Time Week at Augusta. And we're scared. So bear with us. and ignore all the sour notes and everything like that. Just remember, it's old time music, better than it sounds. Thank you very much. That's a tune that a good buddy of mine, Gary Harrison, taught me. And there's a lot of versions of that tune out there. And this particular one's from Southern Illinois, one we just played called Come On, Ma'am, Look at Sam. I think we had some fiddlers that learned that one this week. And I'm going to play another tune for you. And I'm going to put a little bit of different twist to the programmy here and play a tune from Brittany. Turn to Appalachian. I think in the past, old-time fiddlers latched on to whatever they could for a good tune and made what they could with it, and I believe that process is still intact. And this is a tune from Brittany called Hanter Drow that Gary Harrison got a hold of and taught it to me. It's easier in Southern Illinois to say Hunter's Grove. So try not to butcher it too bad for you. Wait, just on the fiddle here. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Back in Ohio, we really like to play that for square dances. Everybody runs into each other.
What's next?
Oh, boy. Susan's going to sing one for us here. Interested, that's the mantra of old time week. And the whole world by now, I'm sure it's really catching on. Can you say hee doggies? I think we're going to wrap her up here. A little bit of the old devil in the haystack. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
We're going to take a short intermission. The Augusta store is open downstairs, and we'll see you back here about 9 o'clock.